This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A recently ousted military affairs official has been hired by the Alaska Senate majority to guide their media strategy. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
McHugh Pierre was asked in September to step down as Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs as part of then-Governor Sean Parnell's attempts to reform the Alaska National Guard. His resignation came shortly after the release of a federal report that concluded the Guard suffered from leadership failures, a toxic command climate, and favoritism. The next month, Pierre established a public relations firm, Quantum Communications. Now, Pierre has been brought on to help the Senate's Republican Majority Caucus in their communications with the press. Senate President Kevin Meyer made the hire, and he considers it essential.
It's only 90 days, but we need all the help we can to get our message out to the general public and our constituents.
Last month, Meyer joined other legislative leaders in calling upon Governor Bill Walker to enact a staffing freeze in response to a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall. Because his caucus's press office had a vacancy, Meyer doesn't see that order conflicting with Pierre's hire. He adds Pierre will not be on payroll as a state worker, but instead will be awarded a four-month contract paid out of the Senate majority's funds. The contract has yet to be signed, but Meyer says it will not exceed $35,000.
My expectations would be it'll be closer to $30,000.
Meyer says he interviewed other candidates for the position before reaching out to Pierre. He adds that he asked his colleagues if they took issue with the hire. Senator Anna McKinnon, an Eagle River Republican who will co-chair the Finance Committee, noted that Pierre was married to her chief of staff, but did not find that to be a problem. Meyer says McKinnon's office was not involved with the hire, nor, for that matter, was Meyer's own wife, who is a special assistant in the Military Affairs Commissioner's Office and a former colleague of Pierre's.
Absolutely not. My wife is so non-political that she didn't even know about it till I mentioned it to her last night.
When Pierre stepped down from his deputy commissioner post in September, his letter listed his accomplishments and expressed an enthusiasm for new adventures in the private sector. But it did not make any reference to problems in the Alaska National Guard, which reached a crisis level during the Parnell administration. Parnell did not provide a reason for Pierre's dismissal, except to say that it was connected to his National Guard reform effort. Records released in response to a lawsuit by Alaska Public Media and the Alaska Dispatch News contain a June email from Parnell to his top aides ordering that Pierre, quote, have absolutely nothing to do with cases where Guard members are under investigation or subject to review, especially as they relate to two people he is personally connected to. After Pierre reportedly involved himself in a former classmate's disciplinary matter. Separately, chaplains who had confronted the governor and legislators about the mishandling of sexual assault in the Alaska National Guard have complained that Pierre directed them to sign a confidentiality agreement. Senator Kevin Meyer says he took into account Pierre's resignation when deciding to award him the contract, but that he could not find any concrete information that Pierre acted inappropriately.
I've asked around to try to figure out what he has been accused of or what he's guilty of, and nobody knows. So I don't know how much of that was political hype and how much of that is reality. But certainly if we find out that he was involved in any way that's illegal, then we would terminate his contract immediately.
Meyer was not familiar with Parnell's email on Pierre. In a phone interview, Pierre noted his status as an appointee meant the governor could dismiss him for any reason or no reason at all, and stressed that he had done nothing wrong. Pierre says he will not handle communication strategy related to the Alaska National Guard. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
Dan Sullivan has been sworn in as Alaska's new U.S. Senator. A Republican, former state attorney general and natural resources commissioner, Sullivan defeated incumbent Democrat Mark Begich last November. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.